As TV networks unveil their fall lineups, one drama continues to dominate the airwaves, California's recall election. With its colorful cast of characters and its constant twists and turns, it may be the ultimate in reality TV. Alex Cohen reports.
California's recall election has popped up on everything from the E! Channel to Comedy Central, from Entertainment Tonight to David Letterman.
So Peter Ubroth, one of the viable candidates, actually dropped out. Now the guy who makes his living pretending to kill people, he's still in.
Aye.
He's still running.
But Martin Kaplan of the Annenberg School for Communication at USC says the recall raises some serious issues, too. Kaplan says celebrity shows and late-night TV doesn't give viewers a fair picture of the candidates. Appearing on entertainment programs instead of news shows and debates gives the gubernatorial hopefuls the ability to dodge tough questions and avoid discussing policy.
It's dangerous that people get covered by entertainment programming and the audience doesn't understand that it's not the same as journalists covering them.
For example, on a recent appearance on The Oprah Winfrey Show, the talk show host interviewed her close friends, Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just before the Republican candidate came on stage, Shriver asked Winfrey if she was nervous.
Actually, I am, because it's hard to interview friends because, you know, you're chit-chatting on the phone and you have your own, you know, stuff. And so now we're like trying to be...
You know a lot.
Yeah. I know a lot. So it's hard to be sitting here being professional. Please welcome the man of the hour, Arnold Schwarzenegger!
TV stations throughout the world are following Schwarzenegger's every move on the campaign trail. But when it comes to interviews, the candidate has come under fire for skipping recent debates and speaking only with personal friends and conservative radio talk shows. Alex Ben Block, editor of Television Week magazine, says all the money in the world couldn't buy the kind of exposure Schwarzenegger's getting. That's because appearances on primetime TV are worth far more than paid advertisements.
We have a filter in our brain that says commercial, put up the block, and then, okay, now it's a program, let it all come through unfiltered because we believe that this news or this program is of a nature that we can believe it because it's not being sold to us, it's being presented to us.
Which begs the question, is it fair that one candidate gets so much airtime on TV shows? Legally speaking, the answer is yes. The FCC's Fairness Doctrine once required broadcasters to provide an equal and balanced point of view on all issues. But, says Alex Ben Block, another California actor-turned-politician put an end to that.
The Reagan administration in the late 80s, under the guise of deregulation, did away with this rule, and so the rule no longer exists.
What does still exist is an equal time provision for political candidates that applies to some TV shows, but not to news programs. So Gary Coleman can appear on the Today Show, but NBC won't be rerunning Different Strokes anytime soon. And there's another loophole. The equal time provision doesn't apply to cable TV networks, which means the Game Show Network can run a quiz show called Who Wants to Be the Governor of California, featuring six of the candidates. Former MTV VJ Kennedy will host the show.
When we started seeing the type of people who were getting in the race, you know, non-traditional candidates, we realized that this could be really entertaining. It could be a great show.
With the election just 2 weeks away, it seems unlikely that this constant coverage will slow down anytime soon. After all, the recall is beginning to resemble some of TV's most popular reality shows. Just think about it. America's watching a group of interesting candidates from all different backgrounds fight. And in the end, Californians get to vote the ones we don't like off the show. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.